We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, come over to Men's. We'll drink and toast with the shout of the day. First time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Start with one from today. Redneck stuff. Guys, there's a story with the text I sent in. My brother-in-law took the moonshine as payment for medical treatment. He visited a doctor, a graduate of the West Virginia School of Osteopathic Medicine. I'll also share that I smuggled in a mix of straight moonshine to the 2024 baseball all-star game. That hasn't happened yet. You think you're saying 2014. Security cannot smell the alcohol. Great time. Stay beautiful, bitches. That from Steel.
As we There's also on. A thin line between redneck and quote-unquote like ghetto stuff, right? So like that guy traded in moonshine. My mom and I once bought a Christmas tree, and as we were leaving the lot, the guy was like, let me hook you up with some hot sauce.
No, you're right. If you're white, they call it redneck stuff. If you're of color, they call it ghetto. But in the end, it's the same damn thing.
I think the common theme here is being broke.
Right, it is. Right.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
Hook you up with some hot sauce. Merry Christmas.
Guys, my son tore
I mean, he had it on him. Like, it was like something secret. Like, y'all like hot sauce? Like, yeah, brother, I'm in.
We pop the trunk. Doot, doot. Guys, my son Torben just turned 18 today. Berlin time, as he is going to school in Germany right now.
Yeah.
Could I have the dirty Germans advise him on becoming an adult? And Coach Ted giving him some encouragement for his pumping iron and getting manly. I'm missing him terribly today, but excited that he is coming home from the summer. That from Trista.
Yeah, if you want to prove that you are a true adult, you would now use four fingers.
Oh, yeah, the problem with the fifth finger is that'll get you adult time in jail now.
Yeah, stick with four. If they say yeah, then go ahead and do five. If not, if they say nine, don't do it.
Yeah, it's five fingers. It's not a fist. All right, you're 18. You're lifting now. I would say concentrate on some big-ass muscle groups. Everybody's got beach muscles. You got big legs and a big back. It'll show off.
Patelos, can you please wish my very handsome boyfriend, Tom, a happy birthday? How about a Leroy Jenkins? Cut that bitch off. And Coach Ted giving him advice on, oh boy, slinging Coca-Cola around Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont. P.S., if you could also mention how late he's going to get tonight, that would be great, too. Thank you. We love listening to you. That from Bree.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
The vagina!
Oops.
Well, first off, sounds like you're getting hella late tonight, bro. Second of all, when you're slinging Coca-Cola around the Northeast Territories, I mean, tell you what goes good with a Coca-Cola. Be downtown Hyannis, Smith Valley Popcorn out on the Cape. You do your thing. You know, I'm just saying. They go good together.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Hola, Michelle. Today is my wonderful girlfriend Emily's birthday. Can I please get the captain talking about her nickname for me, which is Guppy, along with you guys talking all over each other about being a personal trainer at a high-end gym. Much love. That from Cody. You got the cap over there, by the way, Ryan in the bed somewhere. Oh, thank you, sir.
Ooh, ahoy there, everyone. Ah, yes, Guppy. We named my ship the SS Guppy because it, like the Chiquita Banana Lady, guppies are also native to South America. And she always likes to say she wants you to visit her south of the border. That's her vagina, Miles, in case you were... In case you weren't picking up when Chiquita was laying down.
I'm tracking.
He also likes to peel your banana at your penis mouth.
Trench
bags.
Jesus. Talking to each other about being a personal trainer, high-end gym. Well, if you have a high-end, that means you're doing a lot of squats.
Oh, my God. That's what you want me to talk about, dude. You know what someone that I will never see at work unless you visit me in my life. I don't want to go to a high-end gym. I don't want to be a personal trainer. Because you're making us do crabs
that we don't want to do. We pay you all that freaking money.
And in the end, I don't look at anybody.
And then just do drugs.
Guys, it's my friend Jade's 18th birthday today. To celebrate this very important event, how about giving her a snap a picture of yourself and Coach Ted giving her advice on where she should go for graphic design right here in Washington State? That would mean the world to her. I keep on rocking, guys. That from Michael.
Snap a picture of yourself.
All right. Where should you go to school for graphic design? Coach has thought about this one a lot.
Yep, we know you have, Coach.
I'm not sure they have a great school for it, but I'll tell you what. Seems like those kids are having a ton of fun out in Pullman. So I say, maybe go to Washington State. Make some memories. You'll have time to design stuff.
I agree with that. But, Charles, I want to give a shout-out to my amazing friend Emily on her 41st birthday because she forgets how old she's getting. She's been there for me when things were rough, so the least I can do is request some sound bites on her favorite radio show. So how about an uh-oh lookout, followed by a what the F is that, bro, and maybe the captain, talking about working the service industry in downtown Renton. I'll thank you guys for what you do. Love, Joe, the West Seattle bartender.
Uh-oh lookout.
Oh, my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Ooh, the service industry of downtown Renton. Well, ahoy. It depends on the services being requested and the services being provided. But if you're speaking about restaurants, well, the captain, he prefers any place that serves whisker biscuits, sides of beef, buttered muffin, fish tacos, or clam of roast beef if you get what the captain is laying down. Crunch bags.
All I gotta say is my husband Larry's 48th trip around the sun. I would love it if you could give him a Leroy Jenkins, an inspirational quote from Miles, since he hates them, but I love them. And the captain and Mickey telling him what they would do during a zombie apocalypse. Love the wife tag and Care Bear.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Hates my quotes, huh? All right, then I'll tell you a joke. An old woman walks into a dentist office, takes off all her clothes, and spreads her legs. Dennis says, I think you have the wrong room. The woman says, no, I don't. You put in my husband's teeth last week, and now you got to get them out.
Ooh, ahoy, Mickey. They want a little dual action on what to do in the zombie apocalypse. Well, as it turns out, Captain, after spending much time with Frank and Barry, I have a good idea how to get jiggy with the undead. First, you just have to hope the rigor mortis sets in after they're erect. Then you just bounce around like it's a bouncy house. Feels good. By the way, Frankenberry's testicles were nicknamed Grape Nuts. That's where they came, up with the name, Crunchberries.
Well, if you haven't figured it out by now, the mixture's about one thing, cash and checks. So I guess my big goal would be to figure out how to get these zombies into the parks so I can make more money and keep cashing those checks. And I want that captain far away from the parks. It's safe for kids here.
Guys, I want to wish you a happy birthday to Trench or a bitch. I want the dirty Germans to ask him how the hand rolls were last night and if the sushi was good. And a fish sandwich, please. R.I.P., Jimmy. That from Sam the Fish Man.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, I never knew what these hand rolls were until we came to the United States and they offered us sushi. I was like, yeah, in Germany, a hand roll is when you put your hand down the front of your pants in a public place.
Yeah, it's a weird thing about hanging out with Sam and his friends is I remember things tasting like fish. I remember a lot of the hand rolls. I just don't remember eating sushi.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you.
BJ. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bobby. Let's get a contestant on the line right now for your guess is as good as mine at 206-421-ROCK. Call now. A couple extra emails. What have we got? The subject is bass players. Hold a thrill. Recently, I was very stoned, and Ozzy Osbourne's Zombie Stomp started playing in my ears. All I could think was, bassists are so very underrated. I looked up tabs, and tonight, maybe I can play that. Well, I was dead wrong. People should appreciate Bassus for their superior talents far more than they currently do.
Right.
Thanks, bitches, for giving us 4 hours a day to of reprieve from the day-to-day monotony. Your loyal listener since 2010, that from Truck. Do you know the song he's talking about? The
I do know the song, yeah. I've never tried to play it, so I'm not intimately familiar with the bass line, as it were. But hey, man, we don't need the love. We just make people move. That's what music is.
You know how many bass players it takes to pave a driveway?
Jesus Christ.
About 7, but you got to slice them real thin.
Oh, damn.
Weird food from Friday. I'm catching up on Friday's show. Thanks for the magic of marijuana. I discovered putting a scoop or two of vanilla ice cream at the bottom of my bowl of cereal before I pour the cereal on top. Usually Raisin Bran Crunch and ice cream makes the milk extra creamy by the end. It is magic.
Well, yeah.
That from Daniel. That sounds fantastic. I just never would think to put ice cream with my cereal.
I have thought about it. The problem was, and I mean this honestly, I thought about it after I was married and had kids. And I'm like, if you get busted on this, either you just absolutely open a Pandora's box where that's all the kids are going to demand, or just be stared at by the wife. But if I'm home alone, count me in.
Mm-hmm. All right, time for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We pick a contestant, and then they pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So, Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play your guess? He is as good as mine.
Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Josh, welcome to the program. And your guess is as good as mine. All right, Josh, here are your categories. We have the top 10 Star Wars movies of all time ranked from the fine folks at Mashable.com. Then we have a list here. Forbes released their 2022 list of the world's 10 highest paid athletes. So do you want to go with the world's 10 highest paid athletes or the top 10 Star Wars movies of all times?
Well, considering I haven't seen any Star Wars, let's go with the athletes.
Okay.
Attaboy. Right,
I knew you'd find you'd be satisfied with that, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
I almost got tricked yesterday into watching a Star Wars, waiting for a playoff game to come on.
How did you almost get tricked?
It was on the same station. It's like, maybe I'll watch the last half hour. And then I was like, this movie's terrible. Dude can't even get the flying thing out of the lake with the little green dude.
Oh, wow. You're watching
the X-Wing fighter with Yoda.
That was a pivotal scene, Ted.
There are some nerds losing their minds right now.
Just
what I took from it
you?
Is he... Yeah, he sucked at it.
Hey, yeah. Can I get some clarity?
That's the whole point is that he was trying. He wasn't doing, Ted.
Yoda says that. There is no try. There is only do.
That's right.
Or something like that.
Josh, just so you know, number 10 of the 10 highest paid athletes made $81 million last year. Did we just lose Josh?
Oh,
yes, we did.
Phone dong.
Ah, great.
Jesus Christ.
Ted, you want to jump in and try to do this? Because I know that you would probably have the ability. I will start off with football. There's one football player on the list.
Last year?
We're good, VD.
I mean, I want to say Tom Brady, but that doesn't feel right.
Tom Brady is correct, Ted. Very good. You're one for one.
Is it? All right.
Yes.
All right.
What was he, making more 10? Than
Tom was, Tom was number 9, and he made $84 million last year.
Does that include, like, endorsements and stuff?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I'm thinking Mahomes, I want to say, got a fatter contract. Just Tom Brady's all over Subway, et cetera, et cetera.
But are these all current athletes?
They are current athletes, okay. Yes. All of them, from what I know, are still playing the game.
So all right, I would say Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's number 3. He made $115 million in 2022, so he's doing pretty well for himself. By the way, there are two other soccer stars on the list if you want to try to close out that category, Ted.
Let's go with Leo Messi.
He's number 1.
Wow. Damn.
$130 million in 1 year. You've got 2 of the 3 footy players. One more on the list.
Neymar?
He is number 4 at $95 million. So far, Ted has taken care of the football categories, being soccer and American football there. There's one tennis player, there's one boxer, and there are 4 basketball players. Ted, you've gotten 4 out of the 10 correct so far.
All right, let's try Serena Williams.
Ooh. That is not a bad guess, but that is incorrect. It is a male tennis player in this case, and only one.
Oh, the Joker. Djokovic?
Yeah.
Bang!
Yeah. As an American. No, he's not American.
Maybe I should go to basketball. Let's try LeBron James.
Let's try LeBron James, number two at $121 million.
James. How many more American or American sports playing athletes are on the list?
I mean,
I know tennis and golf are universal, but I mean like football, baseball, hockey.
Well, there's one boxer.
Okay.
There are three basketball players left and one tennis player. And I'm not sure if he is American or if he's English. I can never remember.
He might even be French.
Or he might even be freaking Australian. I can't remember.
But that's the tennis player. So I'm saying it. And you know this guy's name, man. I don't know what country he's from.
You got one hometowner on your end there, Ted, on the list.
One hometowner. Mm-hmm. All right. Is it Federer? Is he the tennis player?
Federer, yes. Roger Federer is the tennis
player.
Well
done.
You've got tennis taken care of. Where is he from?
Europe.
Okay, that's what we were saying. It's like the European white guy that plays NBA basketball. You're not really sure.
But his name's Roger Federer, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have an accent. It's like, damn you.
Okay, so right now we've got three basketball players remaining, all NBA stars, and one boxer. Steve, could you get the boxer right? I mean, we're not going to count.
Is it Tyson Fury?
It is not Tyson Fury.
It's got to be Floyd.
It can't still be Floyd,
it's
right?
It's not Floyd.
Because he's retired.
He actually backed out of a fight this past weekend.
Yeah, he doesn't have, but he's technically retired, so I don't know if it's... So, it's not Tyson Fury.
It's got to be Cinnamon, right? Canelo.
Canelo Alvarez.
Really?
Yep.
Number eight on the list.
Man, I thought that, but he's, you know, whatever. That's a different discussion for a different day.
There's three NBA players left on the list of the highest played athletes in the world. What I will give you a hint, Ted, is saying one of these guys, I'm not even sure that I can still pronounce his name correctly.
Then I know who it is.
Yes, you do. He's got an NBA championship to his name.
He stopped playing yesterday.
Oh, he just got one.
Giannis.
Giannis. And.
$100 if you can say his name.
And.
Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Yep.
You might be right. I don't know. I might owe you $100.
He's number 10.
I might not. I don't know.
Nailed it.
All right. Ted, you got two strikes against you. There are two NBA players. One made $92.8 million last year. The other made $92.1 million. And the Homer hometown on your aspect still holds.
Oh! Is it a PG County guy? Is it Kevin Durant?
It is Kevin Durant at number six.
All right.
And then I believe one guy who's still playing. Not sure what that game was last night, but...
By the way, just so you know, Roger Federer is Swiss.
Oh, of course he is.
That's the last country I would have guessed.
Oh, man. NBA players, tough. Maybe Chris Paul?
So close. You got 9 out of 10. Giannis was number 10, $80 million. Tom Brady, $84 million. Canelo Alvarez, $90 million. Roger Federer had 91 last year. Kevin Durant made 92. You missed Steph Curry.
Oh, God.
Oh.
$93 million, the top highest paid athlete in the world. That would be Lionel Messi, $130 million.
There you go. Steph Curry's got that Subway money now.
Oh, Subway money, dog.
He and Russ, you know, they're cooking.
Probably make it they some, are, but probably make it we all see Steph.
Corn on the cob. The old State Fair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink and we will toast with the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines coming up at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. There is a Red Robin location that has had issues with people driving their cars into a massive rock in the parking lot. So they had someone paint the rock to look like a giant burger.
Because looking like a giant rock is not enough of a deterrent.
Right.
I will drive.
Instead of moving the rock, they went ahead and painted it.
I'll drive into a rock, but I would never drive into a giant burger. That's basically what we were learning.
Mike, did you ever make it to the original Red Robin?
To the original Red Robin, no.
Okay, well, I've never been to anything like this in my life either. Typically, when you have a train
down by the Montlake Bridge, right?
Yeah. Typically, when you have a chain restaurant, you know what you're getting, and they have a new building, and it is what it is. This thing, man, sat right on the canal, right on your way into the U District. It was an old building, was right by the water. They had a mural on the inside of the Robin, who was clearly stoned with a joint in his hand. This is before, obviously, you make this a franchise. Like, this was the first one. They didn't really, who knew what, they didn't know the future of this probably at this point. And sure. it was really cool to just walk in that place because it was like walking into the first McDonald's or the first.
If Ronald were smoking a J and had bloodshot eyes.
Right, I mean,
eyes.
Like back to the, you know.
Right, because the Robin had bloodshot eyes. He's holding a spliff.
Yeah.
And then the restaurant was cool. It had a fireplace.
You got to wonder what happened to that wooden mural, Ted. You know, with the hardwood or the slats and the painting of the Robin smoking a joint, like that thing. Hopefully, somebody took that thing and it's somewhere where somebody's enjoying it. Because
I don't know what happened to it, but I can guarantee you, in 2007, nobody was more excited to see that than I was.
Me too.
I mean, I wouldn't be. I haven't done it before, but that sounds like a great idea. Honestly, you're hungover from the night before. You go ahead and you know. Take a quick little drag, jump in there, have a delicious burger.
That was great. That place was awesome.
Let's go.
They build condos there?
Yep.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, come on.
It's a safe bet.
I just know, like, if you park your car, sometimes you're like, is this thing going to just fall into the cut? You know, like, you're kind of on a 45-degree angle going into the water.
Some people are taking advice from TikTok, teaching their kids to swear during an abduction versus just screaming. It's a little bit morbid to talk about, but...
Well, it's sad that you have to have that conversation, but there's nothing wrong with that. Look, the thing I always tell my kids is like, look, if I hear you cuss, you're in trouble, but there are some extenuating circumstances when it is apropos. If you stub your toe or bang your knee in the corner of the coffee table, you get a few. I get it. You should get. Certainly, if someone is trying to kidnap you, don't worry. Oh, man, my dad's going to get mad if I scream, get your hands off me,
okay,
mother.
Listen. Not that you would ever want to teach your kids these words, right? Okay, but the F word is the F word. I heard it today no less than 60 times in the 3 minutes that I was in the bartel today with a customer losing his mind. You don't want to teach your kid the N word, but in the event that they're being capped, if somebody's trying to...
That's the word to scream.
Or the C.
You will get attention.
Or the C.
You'll
word.
Get attention.
Well, drop.
You're right.
Someone's trying to kidnap your kid, like, drop the N-bomb at the top of your lungs.
If you want someone to turn around and really pay attention, the F word,
maybe.
MF, okay.
Drop the N-bomb. You have everyone's attention.
You want people to turn around real quick?
I'm not saying I'm advocating for the use.
I'm not. Or the teaching of said word.
What did that kid just say?
Right.
But
the kid doesn't get abducted, but gets canceled.
Right. Yeah. You get to live at home, but one will talk to you.
He's kicked out of school.
It's still not okay. You should have gotten abducted.
He's gone viral.
You got kicked out of school.
He's gone viral.
But we're homeschooling safe.
But thank God, you know.
Oh, God.
Sad but true.
That's awesome.
What happened?
There's a 19-year-old in Florida that was arrested for reckless driving, and she told officers that being arrested was on her bucket list since high school.
Well,
she's 19.
Well, why don't you have a bucket list already?
Since high school, that's 1 year.
Right.
In Baltimore, you're a sophomore.
Since high school. Bro, you're 19. What?
I'd be curious to find out what else is on that list, if that's where you're at.
What do people want to get? There was like an 80-year-old woman. She had that on her bucket list. And I go,
Robin Bank.
All right. Not that chick. She did something stupid. Just like I drunk disorderly. And she was like, cool. And I go, look, you're 80 years old. And her life history was that she had been, you know, above board all the time. So she's like, I want to see how the other half lives.
Right. To answer your previous question there, I think it's the same reason why several years ago not tough people got tattoos. Because it was something that it was cool. It was something that you weren't a part of. So let's go ahead and just dip in there real quick.
Both are permanent. Both might affect your ability to get a job. But one, I just feel like goes a little deeper.
Well, when I was younger, I just kind of felt like it was more for people who were in the military. I know that sounds...
Right. Well, those are most of the guys. For our generation, it's like former Marines or Navy.
As far as art was concerned and everything else, it always seemed like...
Do you call that art? Green Anchors was not art, but I understand
The Betty Boop looking stuff and all that stuff.
Yeah, but tattoos, you can get covered up or whatever. Like, you don't want to get arrested.
Even if your record's right. expunged, I can tell you from personal experience, it's not.
Or drop the N-bomb when you're getting abducted.
Kid's 40 years old, still can't get a job.
I didn't want to get kidnapped.
Were you the kid?
you're that kid.
It was
so important to you to not be kidnapped. You said that. Okay, well, we don't have a place for you here. But I'm black!
A new video was going viral of a child that is seemingly being abducted, but here's what he has to say.
Leo, by the way, that's just Steve. He works with your dad.
Right.
you can clearly...
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to make sure. Make sure you're being abducted before you scream at it. Jesus.
30% of people think that some people can communicate with the dead.
Oh, wait a minute. And also make sure it's a white person abducting you.
Wait a minute.
Because if you're yelling at a black dude, it's going to get worse. It goes from abduction to homicide. Just something to keep in mind.
Oh, God. Someone has collected a list of random things that boomers are, quote, obsessed with that make no sense to millennials. And this is from our friends over there at BuzzFeed. Because, obviously, there's been a divide here between boomers and the millennial generation. There's been a lot of friction.
Well, however, sure. It's technology. I mean, that's all it is, right?
Pretty much. And how boomers can be a little bit on the awkward side of technology. Miles, I'm not even going to ask you what you believe is on this list, just because I know that you've seen it. You're guilty of about three quarters of it.
Well, I'm technically a Gen Xer, but I think I can identify with a lot of these. So
Fair enough. I mean, I think Ted and I are still both technically millennials. Ted just barely squeezed in there at the front.
Just in.
Don't you love hearing that, Sid? Like, yeah, okay.
Thanks.
I'm still part of the goddamn group.
It's like I'm 40 now.
Maybe I'm a student. I still graduated with the class.
Ted's our generational spearhead over here.
We're in trouble, Mike.
So let's just see if these are things that you as boomers in the room here, or at least closer
to... We are Gen X, you son of a bitch. All right.
Number 10 being pecans and pot pie.
You mean how we...
Boomers are completely obsessed with it.
Well, what's wrong with pecan pie?
Nothing. It's made of sugar and pecans. I mean, there's...
It's awesome. For whatever reason, that generation has an obsession when it comes to pecans.
Well, to be fair, when we were growing up, and Miles, it did not matter what restaurant you went to, if they offered dessert, pecan pie was one of them. Mm-hmm. Right, and that's not the norm now, but certainly growing up. I mean, it didn't matter where you were. It's like, it's also of course we have pecan pie.
It's also one of the better nuts cooked. You know? Peanuts, one of them.
And it's,
but that's a good cooked nut.
There's nothing wrong with a pecan pie, but I feel like it is so far down on the list that it almost just devolves into obscurity.
Why don't you just shut your mouth?
I just wonder, like,
is delicious.
What is the difference between this nut needs to be cooked and this nut doesn't? In other words, a raw peanut is not something that's very enjoyable.
Right.
People do eat raw almonds. But when you cook, you know, with a pecan pie or you have dry roasted peanuts.
It's probably the same as meat.
Boiled peanuts. But why don't they cook all the nuts and just see how they turn out?
I bet you they have, and that's why you haven't heard about the other ones. Don't tell anyone about those.
My point is that if I was to bring in a box and said, guys, we have a pie. I brought you a pie. And I opened that thing up. Pecan pie is one of the last pies that you expect for me to open out of that box.
Why?
Nothing wrong with pecan pie. Mike. I love pecan pie. It's great. But there's no earthly reason to believe that that would be a pecan pie. It's going to be an apple pie. It's going to be a cherry pie. It's going to be a berry pie. It's going to be...
I'm sorry for you then. Like, who would do that to somebody?
Did you say pie?
Yeah, Mike. Why would take the temperature... Take temperature of the room, man. Yeah, bring in a pecan pie.
Fair enough. Why would you do that to friends?
Maybe ask before I bring in a pie.
You take that to like your dad's house.
You brought a berry pie.
Number 9, old crusty cough drops.
What is the alternative? Maybe I'm that old.
Brand new out of the doggone bag.
Okay. I get what you're saying. Right. Okay.
You know, you buy a bag, you take four of them, and then you throw the rest away because you're done needing throat lozenges.
No, you're right. You're right. We will keep our medications like 8 years past the expiration date, but the only time you check is the next time you think you need one.
In the candy jar.
And then we have the same conversation. Hey, baby, this says expires 2012. You think they're still okay?
That feels like something that comes out of the bottom of your grandma's purse.
Right. You know? And it's loose.
Yeah.
It's not wrapped.
Right. It's like a time capsule.
It's got like lint.
There's
a cigarette tobacco
old throat lozenger somewhere on my desk.
Yeah, I don't have anything like that anymore. Hell, man, I don't even have Band-Aids anymore. I cut my damn hand with a knife the other night, cut an onion. I had to run down and realize, I was like, oh, yeah, man, my car's got a first aid kit. So I ran and broke into that for the first time. Went through, I was like, oh, there's a lot of good stuff. Neosporins in here. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, all kinds of crazy stuff in here.
All expired.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
That a, is that a moleskin?
Yeah. I have a 2016 car. So it's a six-year-old Band-Aid.
Things are, baby boomers are completely obsessed with number eight, wanting to sit at booths in restaurants and paying an exact change.
What is wrong with booths in a restaurant?
I prefer the booth in a restaurant. Exact change annoys me. I do like the booth. I don't like being around all
the
time.
I like the bar and I like the booth.
Is it because the squishy seats are nice and soft on your hard bums?
Have you ever seen
I don't know, man. In a restaurant, if it's a crowded restaurant, I really prefer to be off the beaten path. Maybe it's just because I'm old. I don't know. But give me the booth.
You ever seen a house that has that really cool little cut-in booth somewhere by a window?
Ah, like a breakfast nook.
Oh, they're great. The breakfast nook.
Yeah, see how excited you are about it?
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay.
It's a booth. But, like, sweet, you got a booth. It's like...
But you call it a nook.
It's a big deal.
And it's okay.
Because everybody else has to buy bar stools, not you. You got a booth.
Number seven.
Sitting at the booth at a restaurant, for whatever reason, I'm one of those psychos.
Yeah,
it's like,
too.
Oh, all you have is tabletops? We can't get a booth?
I'll wait.
There's no padding. It's springy.
I want to have to slide into my seat.
I know. That helps.
And I don't mind getting out in the booth. If you're in the middle, it's okay if you got to pee. I'm cool sliding out of a booth.
You're sitting those rad booths at 13 Coins, the big high-back ones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Vito's booths.
Those strong booths.
That way you can have private conversations about stuff and people who you at. Nobody can hear it.
Number seven, watching the news and political shows all the time.
No. My parents are definitely in that boat, man. They'll watch the kids. We come home. It's 11:30 at night. TV's cranked up loud because they're getting older. It's some news show. They're both pissed off. And I'm like, man, if this is what you want to do, like, I read the news as much as I need to read it. And inevitably, you're going to be in a bad mood. If you have any sense about you, you're upset, right? I don't need other people's opinion about it. And that's the part that blows me away with my parents. I'm like, okay, guys, it's one thing to watch the news. There's a difference on how people choose to report it because they make money based off the people that are watching it, however they want to spin it, right? But the info, the facts of it aren't different. Now you're listening to people that are wholly unqualified, other than the fact that they're on TV, get all fired up about an opinion that you already have.
And their entire MO is to get you just as fired
right.
up.
I'm like,
I have a relative that'll sit there with Fox News laminated to the TV. There's another that has CNN laminated to the TV. It's all the same garbage.
Right.
You're getting angry for nothing.
Oh, for nothing. My mom, you know, my mom hates, my mother hates, not news, it's sports. Stephen A. Smith, right? And she goes, and I go, Mom, you realize he's not nearly as stupid as you think he is. He's not nearly as loud or as obnoxious as you think he is. His job is to be that man. It's like, I don't care. F him. Okay.
Things baby boomers are completely obsessed with. Number six, nautical-themed bathrooms, including beach, lighthouse, and sailboat decor.
I hate those people. I always have.
I have a sailboat picture right when you walk into my house. I thought about that when I read that today. I was like, oh, God. That's the first thing I see. Because when I lived in Annapolis, I have a sailboat pencil drawing, and I thought to myself, God, that's just perfect. Perfect.
This one, I'm actually guilty of myself. Number five, at least half of it. Drinking from the hose and talking about drinking from the hose.
Why do you talk about drinking from the hose?
Real people do.
That's right.
Ted, you strike me as a hose drinker and someone who'd follow up to let me know.
Oh, 100%.
I've been
drinking from the hose since I was six.
Kids these days are soft.
There's a huge tag on there, like a mattress tag, that says if you drink out of this, there's cancer-causing things on the inside of this hose. Don't drink out of it.
Yeah, but that's true of everything you consume. Cigarette. I mean, every food is like, it might cause cancer.
You drink water out of a
plastic bottle.
That's
why there's no immune system anymore, Miles. None of these kids are getting all that naughty stuff for them.
They need to put one of those pictures on like they do on a pack of cigarettes in Europe.
Right.
This guy drank out of a hose. Look at his lungs.
Look at his mouth.
Number four, Miles, always leaving voicemails no matter the situation.
Did you check out voicemail I left you this morning?
I did. It was great. I loved it, man.
Last few times I get voicemails from other people, they just pocket dial me. And I'm like, 35 minutes? Holy Christ.
How do their butts sound?
I'm like, you didn't check your phone in 35 minutes? That's amazing to me.
I still have 16 drunk voicemails from Miles from when we were in Sacramento. I will save them forever. They all sound like this.
I believe you played those for us one time. They were fantastic.
Keep them forever.
Oh, sure. Blackmail.
Number three, zooming in on every single picture and filming video with their iPads. My grandmother is absolutely guilty of this one. I don't know why she has to film everything with her iPad. Her phone's just fine, but
there's people on movie sets that have smaller cameras than the people that break out the iPad. Like, when you break out that, like, people behind you now can't see.
You do see those people, though. Like,
oh, yeah. The whole thing.
It's definitely gone down, but that was big for a while.
Oh, yeah. Number two, complaining about younger generations not knowing and using cursive. Other than your signature, when's the last time you actually used cursive?
I've had this conversation with my child multiple times, and both kids. And I said, look, learn it because that's your responsibility to learn it.
So you have to learn it?
So the problem with school is, look, it's on your plate. You need to eat it. If you're asking me, will it ever matter? No, it does not. The only thing that's ever going to matter in cursive is your signature. And with that, the caveat is, it doesn't have to be legible. Well, your signature is this weird spray of ink you put on something that is completely illegible to anyone who's literate, but as long as you do it consistently, it's your signature.
The thing about cursive is, it's like everyone's pretty bad at it, so it's like you're deciphering code. But way back in the day, you're like, I think that's it.
I know. Like, in context, this has to say tomorrow, but does that look like tomorrow to you?
I'm pretty sure. No, that's tamale.
Right. Damn it, tamale, right.
And this is the number one random thing that baby boomers are completely obsessed with, and they absolutely are, the thumbs up emoji, and using a ton of ellipses in text as well. That's the three dots that
What's
are there.
An ellipsis?
I don't know why.
The three dots.
The three dots.
Dot, dot, dot. I have more to say, but you can figure it out. Yeah. I do the
and
devil.
For whatever reason, it always sounds like they're mad at me. It's like, okay, dot, dot, dot. It's like, oh, what
you know
do you
why?
Want me to say?
Man? I'm going
to
tell you what the dot, dot, what, the reason why dot, dot, dot seems bad now is because of goddamn text messaging. You have that argument over text, and you see those three dots pop up, so you know whoever you're talking to, typically a spouse, fiance, girlfriend, they're responding, and you wonder what takes so goddamn long when in the end all you got was fine.
Exactly.
That took you 10
minutes. Or they don't respond, and you're like, oh, man, they've been thinking about it.
I know.
A man in Ohio called to report his truck stolen and ended up getting arrested.
For what?
About it at 5:50.
Okay. Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are coming up for you at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.